The Carl Vinson Institute of Government at the University of Georgia conducted the study. Alliance members say it concluded the city of Lakeside would bring in more than $35 million a year in taxes, but would cost just under $30 million to run. Alliance co-chair Kevin Levitas called on the group trying to form the city of Briarcliff, which encroaches on Lakeside's proposed boundaries, to step back.
The time has come with this feasibility study out for everybody to get together, for the folks in Briarcliff to come to the realization that this is the map that's going to go through, that this is the movement that's got the most organization, most support, and that we really need to understand that every step towards Briarcliff is really a step away from the possibility of voting on cityhood.
Cityhood groups from Briarcliff and Tucker have their own feasibility studies underway. Lakeside's Alliance says it now looks to State Senator Fran Millar to carry its bill for cityhood to the state legislature and anticipates scheduling a referendum next May. If Lakeside does become a city, it would be Georgia's 12th largest, with some 63,000 residents. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.